Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers say the longest remaining, largest that is, Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying 30 doctors are remaining on scene to treat the 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets, showing their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Esaham is one of the organizers of the protest.
As we are Syrian, we can't bear anymore to see children, they are killed in front of us and keep silence. United Nations is useless. They are killer, they are murderer, they are liar. All the world are liar. They don't do anything at all. Just they pretend they are helping us, but they are rubbish. All the president of the world, they are rubbish.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks and said the total includes 106 children. Hungarians go to the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on the European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Analysts say that if the measure passes with a no vote, it could encourage European political parties who favor hardening policies against refugees. Iranian news reports saying Tehran has built a new aerial attack drone similar to a U.S. drone captured 5 years ago after it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. The report describes the new drone as a homegrown aircraft made by reverse engineering. There's been no official U.S. comment. This is VOA News. Turkey's President